following program is recorded live. We are going to swear. You can count on it. This is our Bears Ballroom special post-game show. The Bears and Bengals just finished about 15 minutes ago. Final score, Bengals 30, Chicago Bears 27. We have with us Danny Shimon, Draft Dr. Phil Latoshin, and the smartest man in the bar room, Shane Marisol. The four of us are going to dissect this game. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the players and offer some player evaluation and get your questions in the chat room. So how many people we got in there in that chat room right now? It looks like we've got about 15. I'm sure we're going to get many more as I've just sent out tweets and Facebook invitations. So I'm sure we are going to get lots of questions. Heidi just joined us. Isaiah Robles is there. The Dooch is there. Monster Mike. So we've got more and more people coming in. Come on in. There's plenty of room in the bar room. Guys, I want to go around the table and get your opening thoughts. What impressed you most or what disappointed you most? What is the single one thought you want to share at the top of the show? And then we're going to go position group by position group and offer some intense evaluation. So I'm going to spin the bottle here. Danny Shimon, it's you, brother. Jump on.
All right. Let's get it started. So let's take a look here. What impressed me the most this game here was the outside linebacker play. Starting off first with Leonard Floyd, and then going into this second half with, and I hope I don't butcher his last name, but it's Kasim Adebali. And the kid caught my eye as I tweeted out earlier. He's got my attention now. I mean, he's only credited with one sack and one assist. Oh, I'm sorry, one tackle and one assist. But the kid was providing pressure most of the time he was in the game. He was flying off the edge. He was setting a hard edge in terms of the run defense. Had some more bend than I've ever seen him show. And I did some research on him. This kid is a 5-year veteran who was with the Saints and the Broncos. And 1 year back in 2015 had 5 sacks with the Saints. So I think Ryan Pace maybe has some inside knowledge as far as this kid is concerned. So that kid really, really caught my eye tonight. James Daniels, the rookie, also played well, the center. And we'll bring him down more as we go position-wise. But what really disappointed me, though, was the play of the starting offensive line. Wow, Geno Atkins was manhandling both Cody Whitehair and Eric Kush. That was not a very pleasant sight to see there. And Trubisky, thank God they got him out as early as they did, because he might have got hurt the way the Bengals were coming at him today. So those are my positives and my negatives for today's game.
Draft Dr. Phil, jump it.
Well, first and foremost, I got to tell our listeners that the NFL and the year 2018, where Netflix and Hulu, you could fucking stream a movie in the Stop and Shop while you're grocery shopping. But for some reason, the NFL, which has all the billions of dollars that it has, we can't pay and stream what we paid for in Connecticut, in upstate New York, and in every other not local viewing pub or household in Chicago, because you all could see it. But this true Hollywood Bears barroom story that transpired tonight, more so important than the fucking game itself, is that Aldo became a superhero and a technician for not only me, but for Shane, as he literally Skyped us on his laptop. So me and Shane are in his laptop, in his man cave, angled by his laptop, watching Aldo's TV screen the whole game. So the reason why there was no tweets from me or Shane or whatever is because we literally were on Skype watching this game together We should have broadcasted it really, Aldo. Yeah, me and Shane were going nuts there watching what's transpiring. But so our vantage to begin with, so we didn't, because Aldo had to change the angle and in a typical Bears barroom way. I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for Aldo, I would be losing my fucking mind here in Connecticut. Calling the NFL, I would lose it because it's 2018. This shouldn't be an issue. It should be press the button or turn on your freaking channel because you paid for it and you watch it. And all these crooks out there could steal a stream and be comfortable without paying for it. Ah, we got it perfect over here in the hood.
Some of those crooks are in the chat room.
Exactly. Those guys win the day, but really ultimately we were able to do it. And then Aldo Zoom, we got it perfect. So it was like watching it in the room and it was fun as we tried throughout the whole game. Because I wanted to bring this to you that there was an issue, and we continued to use the NFL Game Pass. It just continued to not work. And finally, in the fourth quarter, it worked tremendously, Aldo, at 12:59. But now into the game, I just want to get that story because it's epic right now in Bears barroom history how you were able to help us feed the need, Phil, so we can assess together.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Nagy's at the podium, so let me bring him in.
Who?
And then in the
Coach
end,
Matt Nagy.
We have experiences that you can coach off of and you can evaluate off of as well. Yeah. So, you know, I thought with Mitch, again, nothing extraordinary, but nothing bad. You know, he only played, I don't even know the exact plays, 8 plays. Yeah, so we were thinking maybe 8 to 10 plays as we got into it. Maybe one drive for a touchdown or 2 drives, and unfortunately we had to 3-and-out in the second one. But, again, this is so early right now. It really is. It's early for him right now. And so it'll be fun as we go here to get them some more snaps, let them get into a rhythm, and really for all the guys to get into a rhythm offensively. So he's going to have 8 snaps to take a look at and see what was right, what was wrong. But it's hard to judge off of 8 plays.
You're talking about camp about, you know, you want him to push him, you don't want him to check it down. Is there any symbolism in the first play out there, just let it fly?
That's kind of the fun part for all of us. For one thing, I know this. If you play the check down game all the time, it shortens the field, and now it's easier for the defense. So for us, we thought, hey, we get an opportunity. If we get one high there, and that first snap, that we'll take a shot. And even if it's incomplete, sometimes that, you know, okay, obviously you want the completion, but sometimes you send your guys a message, you send the other team a message, and then you want to try to pick up first downs and go, and we got one with a penalty. So it was choppy, but that's okay. That's all right. Again, we're building this thing, and I'm not going to be with that first group there on really both sides. You know, I'm not going to be too hard on them right now just because of where we're at. Yeah, all that was simple. Yeah, that part's easy. Just not enough per se to really critique too much. The tempo getting out, just him kind of being in this offense and hearing a play call from me and getting in there and Mike IDing and doing different things and being out there with some of his guys. So it was good. Well, that's big for him. You know, he's as you guys know, he's going to be a big part of this offense. And so he's a big target. We're trying to fine tune some of his route running skills and what he does versus specific coverages. So for him to come out here and play well, that was good for him.
It was 3rd and 9. You guys had to rough in the passer penalty to extend the drive. But Kevin has the ball over.
Yeah.
What did you see on that? And what does Kevin take away?
Well, it was a good throw. It was a drop. Kevin will tell you that. And that's what we're trying to get through. You know, he wasn't the only one. There were some drops tonight now. And I harped on that at halftime.
Benny
guys,
and Kev.
We don't want to be – it can't be, and it can't happen where it's the Bears beat the Bears. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So great, they know that. And we as coaches got to do our best to not let that happen and send that message. But just – So you drop a ball, then next time come out when you get an opportunity and catch the next one. So we'll keep harping in practice, keep practicing, with our hands and tons of confidence in all those guys still.
Regarding your two more quarterbacks, Bray and Daniel.
Yeah. Two more.
Yeah, so again, with Chase came in and had real good command of the huddle. The tempo moves pretty good. Made some nice throws, good decision making. I was happy with where he was at. Didn't get quite as many reps. Tyler got more playing in that second half. And then for Tyler to come in, when you're losing, you're going to throw the ball a little bit more, which is what he did. Tyler has a nice, big, tall frame, so he can see over the middle field really well. And I think one of his better passes is that middle field throw to those tight ends and whoever it is. So I thought Tyler was very accurate tonight. I thought he was he threw the ball with a lot of confidence, and so that was good to see. Yeah, yeah. I thought I got to go back and watch it and see the details of his technique. But for the most part, man, I thought he played pretty well. That was really neat to see. I was proud of him. Proud with a lot of the offensive linemen. I thought they had a good game. I don't know how many times we threw the ball. It felt like a lot. I don't think there was a whole lot.
My bad. Hold on. Come on, baby. Come back to me.
You know, and there you go. And so we'll. Well, we want to just keep him pushing, man. Just keep him going.
Last one.
He had a his head was a concussion. Yep.
Whose head?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Larry, yep. Speak up.
All right. What was
it? Get the player. Anybody get the player in the chat room? Let us know. Phil, why don't you pick up your thoughts, please?
Well, when you look at this game, I mean, you wanted to see. I said it before. I wanted to see these receivers. All eyes were going to be on them and who was going to step up. Kevin White, in typical fashion, without reps, continues to be a failure. You could say whatever it is you want. You don't drop the fucking ball. So that's your job. So you don't go into work and you're a freaking drill technician and destroy the fucking bolts because you're going to get fired. So go into do your job and stop being a little baby and thinking and this kowtowing to him. Now, he played a little longer than anyone was projecting, and he did absolutely nothing. So continue the hype. It's exactly what I said, Aldo. I'm going to pat myself and Shane on the back. This kid is not given anything. He shows absolutely nothing. Potential. You don't win with potential. You don't. You actually get fired because of it. So he needs to step up. Now, guys that were told that were busts and fans were going nuts about their play, Adam Shaheen freaking showed me exactly what I wanted to see. After two plays, I'm like, all right, seen enough. Take him out. Because all I know is this kid is going to be dangerous. Then he gets the third play and he's out running the same. This kid stood out to me tonight. I loved what I saw in him. The tight ends in general, who had a bad week last week, again, to the smartest man's point, they're hiding Trey Burton for a reason. But the other tight ends came out. They obviously got a tongue lashing and came ready to play. And Shaheen really freaking stood out. Obviously, Daniel Brown, great stuff. I thought Gentry, despite going out of bounds, should have went out of bounds and near the end, but he caught the football. Disappointed in Bray in some of his throws. You know, when he steps into it, he could deliver, but accuracy on that deep ball to it should off the action game, it should have been a touchdown. If he throws it outside the numbers where it's supposed to be, Tanner Gentry at least has a shot. So it's a 50-50 shot. I'm thinking he's going to win that. He had separation. It's intercepted. Then you come back again. He's throwing weird balls for every good throw he threw. It's inconsistency. So I'm looking at this roster, and I don't know where everybody. I felt better about Chase Daniels after you saw what he did today. James Daniels, echoing Danny, I kept an eye on him and my boy Coward. Both of those guys stood out to me and really played well. Again, I didn't see the early part where Danny's talking about with Geno Atkins dominating them. So I can't say because we weren't properly placed yet by Aldo's laptop. But I will look at the tape and give you my assessment on that. Defensively, Kyle Fuller and Leonard Floyd. You know, first we got to talk about Leonard Floyd. You know, I'd say what I said about Kevin White. Leonard Floyd came out there and pressured the quarterback. The reason why the interception transpired is because he wasn't able to let Dalton get to his step and throw the football. And that's what you pressure sometimes are better than sacks. Even though
better
the
no
block
excuse for first preseason game.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got Trubisky at the podium.
Shouldn't be any jitters. Maybe guys are excited, but it's very simple. Come out here, do your job, do exactly what we were doing in practice. We practiced our butts off this week, and we just came out here and we're sloppy, and that's not how we wanted to set the tone for the rest of the game for our twos and threes and everybody else who's playing. So, coach is going to have that aggressive mindset, and we got to have that too. Just come out here, everyone do their job, keep it simple, and don't do anything outside of what we're asking you to do. So it was surprising to see us come out slow and sloppy, but it's going to be changed because it's just not who we are and who we want to be.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
To talk about the sloppiness and being locked in, how does that apply to your
Yeah, for sure. I really couldn't get going because you're only limited to so many eight plays. But for me, it was coming off and making sure those other guys, the next group of receivers, linemen, and quarterbacks going in, just continue to talk with them and stay on the same page. And I was just locked in throughout the whole game, getting the plays through the headset and seeing what I would do with the ball in each situation and helping guys. And it's a learning process for everybody, fighting for spots to make this team. So you're trying to help everyone and staying locked into the game. And we're trying to win. We're out there to compete. We're out there to get better, and we're trying to win. So you get limited to so many plays, so you try to just go out there and do the best you can with it. But it's got to be better. It will be better.
As a leader, do you go find Kevin after the drop and say anything?
Yeah, definitely. Come over there. I mean, I've seen him make that catch 100 times in practice. That's something we rep over and over again. So I'm coming back to you the next one. And unfortunately, it wasn't because I didn't get to go back out there. But I have a lot of faith in Kevin. I've seen him make that catch. So, that's just a little thing. There's other things that go on throughout that play that can make it more solid. I'm just going to – hey, Kevin, I'm coming back to you. He knows I got a lot of confidence in him, and we put in a lot of work, and we've worked too hard just to let one drop pass bother us like that. So just move on, and it's got to be better this week, and it will.
First time, you know, being subjected to getting tackled for you, how do you feel like your pocket presence was? That they obviously were able to get some penetration.
Yeah, felt pretty good. Just obviously we were going against a good D-line, and it's good to go against other people for once. I felt like I was moving around pretty good. It's all about just, for me, keeping my eyes up downfield and moving as little as possible in the pocket just to keep my eyes downfield and be ready to throw at all times. So it felt good to be out there and hopefully just get more and more in a rhythm moving forward and feel my way around the pocket and keep my eyes downfield and get the ball to the playmaker. So we just got to keep going over protections and blitzes and play a little faster. And if we have a better operation in and out of the huddle, I think that allows us more time to just process things at the line of scrimmage to allow us to think less and play faster. So that definitely helps me in the pocket as well when you're just reacting and not thinking.
Two more. You mentioned facing other guys. What's the value in
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll get to go against a different defensive scheme all week, and we're lucky to go against a great defense in practice, but it'll be nice to go against someone else, different style, different coverages, and it's going to be competition all week, so we definitely got to bring it, and it'll be a great week for us to get better and just compete and see who wants to win every single snap, not just game, not just practice periods, but every single snap, every single rep. So it'll be a great week of competition just for us to get better. I don't think I learned anything new, but it was reconfirmed to me that he's competitor no matter what. He's locked. He's so locked into the game. He's fiery. He's just very – he's going to keep that aggressive mindset all game. And the players feed off how competitive he is out there. He wants to win every single snap. So we just got to go back, figure it out, and if everyone can be as competitive as Coach Nagy is, if everyone's as locked in as he is, then we're going to be on the same page. But we just got to go back and get better. But Coach Nagy's done a great job handling all the situations, and I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I don't know about that he has to learn on the go too. So it's good to just get all those wrinkles out of the way throughout preseason. But it's got to be better, and I'm sure he's got a bunch of things he needs to continue to work on too. But his competitiveness is contagious, and that's what I love on the field so far.
Okay, Phil, why don't you go ahead and finish up your thought? I want to bring in Shane here before his alarm clock goes off.
Yeah, I just want to touch – I can't remember exactly where I were, but we're going to get to some negatives probably later for a little bit. So let me stay in the positive. I thought the kid, Nal, was tremendous in the little aspects of what you're asking a running back to do. I don't know what the run-pass ratio was and what their
Where'd you go, Phil?
There's two plays. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, the versatility that Nal has. I mean, me and Shane were watching it together. There's one play where he catches a little flat route, and there's no hesitation in the player turning or gathering. He just moves fluidly forward and continues forward and gets you the first down. Those little things that some analysts and some bloggers and company miss are what make a 6'2", 237-pound running back valuable, who's not afraid of contact. Is he the perfect player? No, I'm not saying that, but you saw his speed, you saw his vision and feel. He's running an inside zone play, feels it, cuts it all the way back outside, shows you the kind of athlete he is. He catches the ball. There's another play, he's running through the seam, pinpoints, snatch, grabs it. Those types of things I saw from Brown, Shaheen, and Nal, snatch grabbing the football. You want a guy that plucks it and is comfortable. Those three guys showed it tonight on tape. So the kid Nal really was a stand. I've been impressed with him. I don't know how anybody in their right mind could ever say anything negative about this fucking player. But that he's not a running back, that he's this, that doesn't fly. I would fire the running back coach and tell me that this kid can't pull. Are you kidding me? Or what are we watching here?
All right.
He's more than a fullback.
I'm going to stop you there because we're going to have a debate between you and Danny talking about Ryan Nal. So I don't want you to blow your wad completely.
I think Shane's going to be involved too because Shane's right with me.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Shane. Why don't you give us some thoughts on the game, and then we'll start breaking things down position group by position group. Go ahead.
Well, first off, fuck NFL Game Pass. I want to get that out.
Oh, my God.
That's Outer Towners. Thank you very much, Mr. Gandia, for setting us up in the Gandia household so we could watch that game.
It looks like you guys my man cave. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. These guys pretty much hit on everything. You guys heard me refer to it last week. I'm not exactly looking for great games from all of these players. I more so want to see players taking steps. The biggest guy for me tonight that I wrote down was Adam Shaheen. You could see, I think he's lost a little bit of that baby fat. To me, last year, he looked like he was almost running on ice at times. Tonight, he looked so fluid. He was, he was using his frame to create separation. And then once he did that, he secured the ball, he was running away from guys. That stuck out to me a lot. Another little thing that I noticed is on the offense. You guys heard me talk about it last year so much, the John Fox post-up offense. Whenever our wide receivers caught the ball, their back was to where we needed to be all the time. You saw players hit in stride tonight, going to where we need to go. I like to see little things like that. And I mean, Adam Shaheen was the guy. Phil mentioned Daniel Brown. He's one of the most explosive big players that the Chicago Bears have for a tight end. And he's a guy that's a real tough eval on a team that's going to look that Nagy's going to coach, where the tight end is going to be so prominent. It's going to be very, very interesting. I know Deion Sims has a big number. I don't think they're going to cut him. I don't know if somebody would throw a conditional draft pick or whatever, but Daniel Brown's a guy that I hate to lose control of. because I think there's a lot of upside there being a former wide receiver. But then there was, you know, to touch on another guy on D, you saw Eddie Goldman make a play. Phil mentioned Coward, James Daniels. I mean, you just sit back and look at the way that this 20-year-old kid is put together. I mean, you just sit there and you're like, I mean, I don't want to get off the rails too much, but that kid's got the biggest ass I've ever seen. Aldo, you mentioned it. It's insane. And he's 20 years old. I mean, he's still just a baby. It's crazy. And you like to see these guys making strides and, you know, but with all these positives, yes, there comes negatives. The elephant in the room, Kevin White, you want to see something. You want to see a positive play, but you heard Nagy talk about it. You know, yes, it was a drop, and Kevin's got to forget about that. It's just everything with Kevin White is baby gloves, and it's just...
Exactly.
It's so
including
hard.
The fucking fan base, Jane.
Yeah, I know. Nelson's probably pissed off at me right now for saying that, but it's just... Everything is, it's hard to fathom. You got a kid that's, you know, hasn't played, but is still in year four, going into year four in the NFL, and you're worried about his fragile psyche of simply dropping a football. You know, you look at a kid like Anthony Miller. If he drops a football, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, fuck you, I'm going to catch the next one, and I'm going to make you look, I'm going to make you look ridiculous. Kevin White's dropping it. And it's, you don't hear anything from him. I was happier to see him. We were taking bets, Phil and I, you know, during the week. And I think we talked to you about it too, Aldo, how much he was going to play. He played more than I expected. I did like to see that. But you just, we got to see something on the field. And hey, Kevin White looked fantastic in practice. Hey, that's great. Good for him. Good for him. You got to see something in the
– we've heard it all before.
Something. Yeah. Phil, what do we say when they had that first and goal from like the – I think it was maybe from the 5-yard line. And
you said – put it in his hands.
Give him a chance. Give him a chance to do something. But it's just – that part is hard for me to stomach. And I know there's people out there that are – very well respected, wise beyond me, saying that DeMarcus Ayers may be a sneaky add to this wide receiver roster. What are you watching?
Wow, that's a reach.
Yeah, and this is somebody that's, well, let's put it out there. I mean, this isn't 100 proof, but it was Aaron Lemming. So the blue check mark doesn't mean that you know football, people, and whatever.
That showcases football acumen right there.
DeMarcus Ayers.
These are people saying this guy's better than Kylie Fitz after fucking 17 plays. This guy's DeMarcus Ayers is better than fucking Allen Robinson now.
DeMarcus Ayers hasn't shown me enough to play in the CFL. He's I don't get it.
Oh my god! It's so dumb.
It doesn't make
like,
but
a joke.
To get back to some of the positives and negatives. You want to see, you know, Kyle Fuller. He made that play because Floyd made a play. Like I said, Eddie Goldman. You want to see these guys making
Shane,
plays.
Kyle Fuller finished.
Yeah. Exactly.
He finished. Yeah. Let's not just skip over it. You know, there's been talk of him. Yeah, he drops it. He's got to finish. Well, he did finish, and he took it to the house, cut it back, and brought you to the end zone. That's ascending. That's a guy on a mission carrying what's actually mattering in practice
right
onto the fucking football field where it matters in scrimmages that you're showing. And not, he looked great in practice. I'm telling you, he's awesome. Well, when the lights are on, let's see.
Yeah, and I was waiting for Phil and his positives to bring up Daniel Brown lining up at fullback
tonight. Oh, I forgot that point. Holy
yeah.
Can I say it, Shane?
Absolutely. No, take it.
Listen, I'm going to put it up. Thank you, Dan Aguirre, for the morning Eastern on Saturday, the NFL Network will play this game, and I will DVR it. And I'm focusing on one play. Daniel Brown lines up in the eye at fullback. It's a bob play, Danny Shimon. And he fucking puts his pads on the backer that's coming in on a blitz and knocks him out of the hole and turns him and controls him. I've never once seen number 46 do it better than on one play Daniel Brown did it. So to Shane's point, we're sitting there watching. I'm like, let's watch Brown here. He's at fullback. They ran a bop. Perfect. Boom, he does it. I go, look at this mother. This kid did it right. That's exactly what you want from a fullback. So versatility, Shane, explosiveness down the football field, willingness to go inside and block. Brown was a real exciting positive tonight. And that play, you know, the little things matter. And that play to me, especially with what we've seen.
All right, guys, I'm going to read a few of the comments from people in the chat room that they started leaving right at the top of the show, their overall impressions they shared with us. Here are just a few of them. Dean Winchester's colon had a two-word description for
he should have been on a group with us
the other night. He described the game with two words, growing pains. And I think that's a really good way of putting it. Harp 4803 started by saying Kwiatkowski was a bowling ball tonight, need Roquan in. He also went on to say during the press conference from Nagy that Nagy was not happy with the first teamers, that they got dominated on the both sides of the football. We'll talk more about that, Harp 4803. I don't know about that. But Harp went on to say that maybe Mike North was right. And so Harp is not.
No, he wasn't.
Is that Mike North?
Disguised as Harp 4803.
Is that Mike North's burner account?
Yeah. What did I tell you guys that Allen Robinson didn't do shit tonight? He played like he had some fucking stilettos stuck in his elbow. Kid can't play.
Monster Mike went on to say, I'm glad it was just a preseason game. With that set, we still had our chance. Hair Bear said, one thing I learned is that Nagy's offense can flourish with any unit if there is a knowledgeable quarterback out there. We also, it was Hair Bear and Zeke Robles who came to the rescue and noted that it was Deion Sims who suffered the concussion. So those are some of the preliminary comments. I will continue to monitor the chat room. What I want to get to now is this debate that is forming regarding Ryan Nall. I've asked the people in the chat room to provide their thoughts on Ryan Nall, and they're coming in. We've got over 60 people in the chat room right now, so lots of activity. I want to begin with Danny. Danny, prior to us going live, you were skeptical about Ryan Nall being an NFL running back. Am I characterizing that correctly? And just go ahead and provide some texture on your thoughts there.
Right. So my thing was, it's not that I don't like Ryan Nall. I was actually excited when they signed him as a free agent, but I don't think he's a running back. Now, my question is, can he develop into a fullback? You know, the guy that can lead the block, you know, catch pass out of the backfield, guy who can play special teams. That was my question. Now, in terms of today, he had one great run, right, for 69 yards, where the rookie linebacker from Cincinnati, a kid from Texas, Malik Jefferson, overruns the flow of the play and then leaves the outside D gap wide open. He cuts back and he goes out and runs for 69 yards. Fine. Nice run. But I don't think this guy's an NFL running back. That's my only complaint about him. So, yeah, I don't think he's an NFL running back.
How do you do it in the NFL game? You're skipping over the fact that he read the linebacker overread. That's what you want. Instincts to know when to cut back. Phil, we're going to fucking celebrate Tyquan Mazzell doing it.
He's playing.
We're going to celebrate Tyquan Mazzell doing it.
We're not celebrating Tyquan Mazzell.
Yeah, we would.
No, we're not. We're just saying
we wouldn't fucking celebrate Tyquan Mazzell doing a 69. Oh, here we go.
He's doing his third stringers. He's not.
You're gonna do the garage band too? I'm
just letting you know that
they're going to be bagging groceries.
Featured running back is not going to make it in NFL. Sorry about that.
I didn't say he was going to be a feature running back. He offers versatility.
Okay, so
gives you an opportunity.
Third string running back, right? Third string, best.
I don't know because he could do a hell of a lot more than you think he's doing.
No.
Did you talk about the fact that he caught the ball? How many catches did he have tonight?
One.
How many catches?
One catch.
He only had one. I thought he had two.
Danny, do you think
one for 9 yards?
Do you think the Chicago Bears lose anything off the field if he's your third running back over Benny Cunningham?
I think Benny Cunningham is a better special teamer. He's a better pass catcher. He's proved to us he's a better pass catcher. And I think Benny Cunningham is a solid third string running back.
So 6'2", 232.
Okay.
Four.
But we're talking about
five,
who's helpless,
four,
who's
five guy.
This year.
4'5" guy, right? All his numbers match up. What do you mean, who's going to help us this year?
Yeah,
did Jordan Howard sit the bench his rookie year?
I'm just saying,
when you saw the talent.
If our top two guys go down and Ryan Nall has to start a game for us, again, this is going to sound like I'm bashing Ryan Nall.
I am not, to be perfectly honest, because you're saying he can't do something. He absolutely can. He's running the counter play.
In my opinion, he can't play running back. You're talking about one play of 69 yards. Can he play fullback? I'll take him as a fullback.
Well, you're doing the Caucasian equation, whatever we're going to call it. This kid can play tailback. He's lining up at receiver out there, running routes. He's actually wide open, and fucking Bray doesn't see him. The kid runs a counter play, actually reads it, cuts it inside, puts his face in there, and carries the safety and the linebacker for 2 yards. To me, this is a young football player that's showing. What would you want him to do on that play that against guys that aren't going to make it, that are third stringers? What would you want him to just – you know what? He wouldn't make it if he just went and ran the inside zone and got stuffed for 2 yards. Then I'm with you. But the fact that he had the understanding as a running back to cut back, get to the outside, not only outrun the linebackers and the safeties, but – to show you the kind of player he could be. And
that was a very nice run for a fullback.
All right. For a fullback. Okay. That's unfortunate that you think. I don't agree with that at all. But
I think
your point that he could play fullback in this offense and tailback. So that kind of versatility, as well as him lining out at receiver, I'll put it up for you, and showing me his hands – where he just turns up the football field with ease. Shane, you pointed it out too. Did you see that, Phil? He just caught the ball without even gathering, without stopping. It was a speed turn, and he gets the first down with ease. That stuff is natural in athletes like this. I don't think you ever overlook that shit.
So if it came down to, just hypothetically speaking, I'll take Nall over Cunningham. You go Nall over Cunningham as well?
I think Benny Cunningham is going to be on this roster. I talked to you about it there right before we went live, Danny. I think what it comes down to...
And so do I, for the record.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is he's going to get the more playing time, obviously, as we go forward. And I think it's going to come down to a numbers game in other positions. But to me, I'm moving forward with him in place of Mike Burton to bring that. I mean, it's not... They're not going to be running a fullback out there every single down. Nagy wants these versatile guys that can make plays. And, you know, even if you say that Ryan Nall can't, you don't think he's going to be an NFL running back. We don't need him to be, we're talking about a kid that's going to get what, maybe 5 to 7 plays a game if he's lucky.
But if the injuries come up, then he's got to be put into action. Then we need him to be a running back.
But at the same time, Danny, you and I both know, and we've been around this long enough, we can go out and get a running back anywhere off the street almost at any time. It's one of the easiest positions to fill. I mean, you can sign a guy, bring a guy into your club on Tuesday, and yes, he may not know every blocking scheme, but he can still go out there and make plays for you. It's a pretty easy spot to fill. This kid, what I love about him is even in college, like he had 2 70-plus-yard touchdown runs. I mean, game 2 in the NFL, You saw him, yes, the linebacker over pursued. He still made the play. And it's all about stacking these plays together. It's not really the overall game right now. You want to see him go out next week and do the same thing. And if you're talking about a guy that's a third or a fourth, do you think that he can play an H-back type role?
Yes, a lot
Chris Cooley. That's exactly what I think he is. And I think that's going to be huge.
How can it not make the team with that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
versatility is what they need, Shane.
Benny Cunningham's not going to give you a role like that. And this kid's got the, like, to your point, Danny, he's got the size, he's got the athleticism to give you something at fullback. He doesn't have to go out there and be Corey Schlesinger.
The only thing I was asking was I see him as a fullback, and then Phil sees him as a running back. That's the only thing we're arguing about.
As everything. Remember Raymond Harris?
He can be a versatile player.
He came up today, this week.
I think
this
Raymond
kid's versatility.
I think Raymond was a better overall athlete.
He hasn't even played in the – no – Raymond was a better athlete than this kid.
Yes, I believe so, yes. In my opinion.
I don't know about that.
I don't see that at all. I don't know where you see that. But I'm talking this kid from San Francisco that could play fullback, that could give you reps at H-back, that could play tailback. This kid could play tailback. I don't know what you're seeing. He's not playing. The same argument could be had. He's not playing with the first string line, opening a hole for him. I don't do that. I look at his talents, his traits, his vision, his power, his size, his athleticism and awareness. All of those check the box for me. So this kid, to me, Benny Cunningham can't go line up at receiver and run a freaking snake route against the corner.
Yeah, they had him.
Excuse me, a safety. They lined him out at wide route.
Tonight, yeah, they did. Yeah.
They did. And Benny's not a threat. Benny's a decoy there. I'm not saying he can't stand there. But he ain't running that route and trying to get – he was wide open. Wide open. I'll put it up. The fact of the matter is Nagy's already praised this kid for his versatility. It's – I just don't know how you can't see the roles being so important. And I'm not saying you're giving me the option who I would take if I was a GM. I'm telling you, I would take the young kid that's 6'2", 237 pounds, that just did what he did tonight and continue to mold him. Because Danny, he's not a – I don't – how many years is Benny Cunningham in the NFL? 5, 6? He's a rookie. So the amount – the salary cap – the amount of growth that a football player is going to do in an offense, to me, getting close that I'm taking this kid and his high upside of what he could be before any kind of Cunningham talk. Now, it's Cunningham. I'm with you guys. Cunningham's going to make the team. Cunningham's going to be a part of this, but so is this kid. There's no way Mike Burton makes it over this fucking game.
Oh, no, and I'm not saying Mike. That's something, to me, this is going to come down between Nall and Burton. And if I had that choice, I pick Nall because we know what Burton is, right? And we don't know what Nall could be. So in that case, I will take Nall. But, I mean, if we're talking about just a running back, then I don't think he could be just a running back in the NFL. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, the whole offseason has been about Jordan Howard because he can't catch.
Right, but you still
can't do this. He can't do that, but he can do it.
You still expect him to contribute. If you have a player on your roster, you still expect him to contribute, whether it's on special teams.
Why wouldn't this kid contribute? Why can't he contribute? He can't play specials? You're telling me you haven't seen him. He was on coverage.
I'm not saying he can't. I'm just
he's actually made the tackle. He made two tackles, to be honest with you. He made a tackle on the punt game, and he made a tackle 35 on the kickoff. So he can play special teams. His value is the fact that this kid is a football player first. You're not willing to double down and say, oh, he's an NFL running back. I don't sell into the fucking race stuff. I think anybody could do anything. And I'm not saying you are.
I'm not either. I'm not saying you are.
But
He can't get out to the outside the defensive end. He gets stuffed in the backfield. You know, I
think because the blocking scheme has not done their justice. No running back has done what he did on this roster yet.
Well, we got three or more games. Let's let it play.
Exactly.
Let's see how it goes.
Shane,
but,
Shane, let me bring you in for a closing thought on this topic, and then I want to share some of the thoughts posted in the chat room.
I think the most important thing is when you look at this Bears roster, and Danny and Phil and I are all in agreement. We expect Benny Cunningham to be here, and I understand that. And I think his biggest value to this team is whenever they talk about Cunningham is he's very valuable in the locker room. They all refer to that when they're talking about Benny Cunningham because it is a young backfield. But when you're talking about a Matt Nagy offense, it's not that you're going to have one specific defined role. What's Tariq Cohen? Is he a running back, or is he going to be used more as a wide receiver this year? You know what I mean? It's going to be more so about versatility. Just call him a versatile player. I think he can it's all about adding guys that can do different things. I mean, Adam Shaheen, you're going to see grow into a role like that. Trey Burton's going to give you a bunch of different things that he can do. Jordan Howard, your workhorse back, has been working on his hands. We'll see how that develops. Tariq Cohen, he's going to line up everywhere. I think Ryan Nall brings you that. Like we're talking about over Mike Burton. Mike Burton is he's not even a one-trick pony. He's a baloney pony in Southwest Indiana at this point. But the versatility, I think this kid's being undersold as an athlete. He's an extremely good athlete. And I'm not so sure that you can't put him out there on special teams, Danny, and have him make an impact. I think he's that type of guy that he may have his struggles, but we've all seen that. You got to put him out there, and he's going to have to make his hay doing that initially. But like I said, he's an explosive athlete for his size. There's not a lot of guys like that. I mean, I know a guy like today, like Mike Allstott's not going to make it, but you see these guys that could just, you can flare him out. And Phil said just that little thing about seeing him turn his head and get up the field immediately. Time and time and time again, we've seen these guys, the little simple thing of turning your head and getting upfield, we see these guys not doing it. We saw Ryan Nall do that tonight. We saw him pop off a 69-yard run. I think, did he have 100 yards tonight? Was it right 90?
I think it was 90.
Yeah, right around there. But he's a player I want on my team, on my 53. Mm-hmm. He is. He provides versatility, and that's all you can ask for.
All right, let me share with you what some of our friends in the chat room are talking about. All three of you guys are getting praise from our barflies. Brian Quinn, B. Diddy, a.k.a. Porn Master, says that Danny nailed it. Danny says that Nall needs to make this team as a fullback. He will be cut if he can't play fullback. That's according to B. Diddy. Shy Bears Plus says, man, I love me some Phil. He sees it. He goes on to say, Nall looks so comfortable out of the shotgun versus single back. I saw him grow from the Hall of Fame game to this week, putting a foot in the ground and hitting the hole. I think Nall can run the damn rock. Bang, bang, bang the table. He can also be a matchup nightmare versus some linebackers and out of the wing at the tight end position. Steven Zim Zimmerman says that that's a good call by Shane. He says if Cohen can play more wide receiver, expect Nall to definitely make this team. Hair Bear says, I like Nall. Did out of college. People thought I was nuts, but I am. I had the same thoughts. He'll make a decent fullback. And then Frankie Myers went out and wrote a dissertation. Let me see if I can get through this. I am with Phil on this one. Benny Cunningham does a good job in his role as a third down type back. However, considering injuries, as Danny brings up, if an injury were to happen to Jordan Howard, Nall provides the ability to step in and fill the short yardage and power runs between the tackles. Nall also provides versatility as a pass catcher and has shown that he can break runs outside with his vision. If Howard gets hurt, Cohen becomes number one, and Nall is a better complement to Cohen than Cunningham, who is a redundancy to Cohen. Great thoughts by everybody. I left out some good ones.
Chapter verse. I love the first guy. What was his name?
B. Diddy. Who?
He was terrible. Fuck, he talking about
Shy
guys
Bears
in
Plus.
The porn shop talking about that. Shy Plus. Yeah, that guy and Chachi.
Oh, good stuff by lots of folks in our chat room. All right, now let's. I don't know if we need to go position group by position group because you guys have really nailed so much of this stuff. So let's just kind of keep things open. I want to bring out the point. Let's go. Let's jump to the defense here and talk about.
Can we do a bear up, bear down?
Sure. You want to do a bear up, bear down? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't have my music.
So each one of us, you don't have to have the music.
Okay. This is good. Oh, now we're talking. No music.
This is my first bear up, bear down. I'm just assuming it's the guy who played good is bear up and bad, played bad is bear down.
Catching on.
How could you ever?
You are smarter than you look.
Catching on.
Guy never makes it to the second half of Bears Wanting to Prove, apparently.
Thanks for listening in, Danny. Appreciate you as one of our cast members.
I'm there.
Just like your take on Nall, you saw.
Oh, man. You guys are going to be going at it all season long, and I love it. All right, let's start with the draft, Dr. Phil. Who is your Bear Down player?
Bear Down.
Yeah.
Oh, I was prepared for up, and I was thinking of down. Can you give me that?
I can give you the bear up.
Would Danny allow that, Danny? Would you give me that?
You go ahead, man.
All right, my bear up is obviously I've spoke about Nall, but I'm going to say Adam Shaheen.
Disagrees.
This is what I wanted to see. There's certain things I want to see on a football players when they're in the moment, the lights are on. I want to see you pluck the ball. Like, you know, it's your job, and that's the precious thing. Like, it's second nature. And Shane and I always talked about the Bears offense, always turn their back to the end zone. Tight end catches the ball, he's tackled. Well, tonight you saw them throwing down the seam, and a guy that's 6'7", 265 pounds, running like that. And to Shane's great point, not looking like awkward or unbalanced or on ice, or as Trey Biz talked about, like a baby deer. He looked the part, he played the part, and wow, I honestly came away so happy. I mean, there's James Daniels, Nall, all these other people, but Adam Shaheen is my bear up.
Phil just took three guys for his bear up.
No. There's those other guys, obviously.
Go ahead, Shane.
Well, before Phil took James Daniels, I was going to go.
Go ahead. Take him.
Danny's going on the defensive side of the ball on the outside. I already know where he's going. So I won't steal
his. You are the smartest man in the bar.
Yes. No, James Daniels really was a pleasant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say pleasant surprise, but the kid is so young, and in the injuries at Iowa and being dinged up here in camp had me worried, but I said he got out there and he got that first burn in these live reps against an opposing team. And it's Aldo, I talked about it with you. This cat is 20 years old. He's not even going to turn 21 until September.
Yeah.
Can't say that enough. Stuff makes a difference. You know, we're talking about Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller is going to be a 24-year-old rookie. And this guy's a rookie also and is 20. I loved everything that I saw. This kid, at him. Yeah.
He looks so natural at center. He just looks natural. He's smooth.
He's so smooth, Danny. Exactly what I was going to say. It's smooth and fluid. He's just built for the spot. It's gonna be interesting to see how this unfolds. I know people. The one thing that drives me crazy about preseason more than anything is, and not even just like Ryan Nall could go out and he could have just had like that one run. And he's, you know, I said to Phil, there goes the White Walter. You know, there's going to be people on Twitter saying that. They're so up and so down with every play. But James Daniels, bear up. It's the, what's better to have a young offensive lineman that can be a fixture for the next 10 to 12 years, injuries notwithstanding. I want to see another. As a kid, you got to go out there and make another step next week. But I love what I've seen so far, and especially from tonight.
Their best offensive line could be Whitehair at guard and Daniels at center.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. something that we talked about with Magoo here a few months ago. And like I said, it's just
– we'll see what happens. Harry's going to decide, and Harry – is only going to do what is best for the Chicago Bears. That's the key thing.
Right, and the thing about it is, we're talking about versatility, Danny. Yep. I don't care where they end up at the end of the day, just as long as they're effective. You know, if those are
three pillar pieces, Shane.
Yes.
Long, Whitehair, and Daniels could be – everyone was hyping on Sutton. Could be something special.
Talking about that, I think Charles Leno takes way more grief than he needs to. Mm-hmm. Charles Leno is a good football player, and I know a lot of people. Yeah, and Hub Arkish thinks he's, you know, horrible and seventh round draft pick, and he's come in and I don't think he's missed a game.
Never missed a start.
Right.
And, you know, we hear about that. You know, what's your best ability is your availability, and he shows up. He's not, you know, Tyron Smith or somebody like that, but it one team has that. He's an effective, mm-hmm. you know, steady guy, and then when he gets ethered by fans, it always drives me crazy because, you know, they expect you to have a Hall of Famer.
We need the barflies to get him on the air. We need to praise him up. He's another guy that needs the Bears bar room underappreciated team. Yeah.
But no, we want the best five out there, and Danny, very well, maybe you're right. I mean, Eric Kush, everybody loves the guy. He's, you know, very personable, another guy that's versatile, but at the same time, he's mainly been a backup. So mm-hmm. who knows? I mean, they put a large investment in James Daniels, and more times than not, you're not leaving guys like that on the bench. We'll just say that.
Right. Guard center in the second round. Mm-hmm. Highlight, underline, exclamation point.
Danny, who you got as a bear up?
My bear up is Leonard Floyd. The guy barely made a dent in the stat sheet. He only was credited with one assist. But, mm-hmm. I mean, the Kyle Fuller interception, he rushed the tight end, beat him inside with a nice swim move, and provided pressure in Andy Dalton's face, and that rushed the throw. Then turned to Kyle Fuller taking it back for a pick six. He beat Bobby Hart, the right tackle, again, one-on-one, with a nice swim move inside. He showed quickness, agility. He looks a little bit bigger, too, so he was good at the point of contact.
He does. He looks wider across the shoulders, doesn't he, Danny?
Right. He does.
I thought he did.
A little more fuller. And the one thing about him is you know, we expect Hicks to attract double teams. So that's going to be one-on-one matchups a lot of times. And he needs to win those one-on-one matchups. And today he did, or tonight he did. So, I mean, that was very, very encouraging to see him come out like that and play like that. Again, he didn't make a dent in the stat sheet, but his presence was felt out there on the defensive side.
All right, let's talk Bear Downs. Phil, who you got?
Very easy one could be, well, I'll have to take the easy one. But I'm afraid they're not going to point out the other one that should. Actually, I'm going to take Jonathan Bullard. I thought
really?
Thought he was pathetic. I thought Shane pointed out two plays where he just loafed.
Terrible.
Then there's another play where I honestly I thought it was the kid Williams. I go, look at Williams. It was a big, I think it was third down, and Cincinnati just buries the defensive end down, pushes him down the line of scrimmage. I'm putting it up, and I'm tagging Jonathan Bullard, and I'm going to set – this is how you decide you want to start. because it was pathetic. Not only that, I was embarrassed to say that this kid is somebody that wants to start by putting that on tape. I mean, to loaf is the guy, that's the worst sin you could be as a defensive end, loafing. But then to put down and be accepting blocks, you know, I question whether or not the guy gives a crap. We saw him in the offseason at Bears Barroom. If you're a loyal Barfly, we showed pictures of him looking like he's out of shape. We talked to Kyle Long and Akeem Hicks, and we heard the whatever answer, the kind answer, because we're concerned about it. And then you get to this game, and everything is inconsistent with the football player throughout his career. He'll flash because he guesses the snap count and is a good athlete. But how about flashing like an Aaron Donald because you give a shit about starting, winning, and making goddamn plays? This kid is a huge disappointment. Hopefully he looks at and they embarrass him on the film, because I'm definitely putting up that play, Shane. And then you caught him loafing twice, and I'm like, oh, it's like, that is my bear down. Jonathan Bullard, even more so than the other guy, who I'm sure one of these guys will take.
All right, Shane, let's see who you got.
Well, I'm going to stay with Old Faithful. Phil's going to laugh when he hears me say this, but Aldo, I'm sure you heard me while we were watching the game, and I know Phil did.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Yeah, I still have my concerns with our field goal kicker. I mean, is that where you're going, Danny? I'm sorry.
No. I was funny because I thought of you when he missed that field goal.
Yeah, I don't. You know, this kid's been on five teams in 4 years or whatever it is. You had 52-yard field goal, 80 degrees out. You're on a solid circle. You have to bang that through. I don't care if it's preseason for the field goal kickers. You have to be consistent with those. And
wide right and short.
And
Shane.
Short. And I'm just not sold on the kid. And Pace opened up the coffers for him and gave him a lot of money to get him away from Miami. I hope he proves me wrong, because we all know, we're all invested in this. He's not going to be kicking in these conditions tonight in Chicago for very long. It's a whole different beast. And the worst possible thing that can happen to a young ascending football team is just like when Mitch against Detroit last year on that 4th-and-14 ran for 18, and then he laced a perfect throw to the blanking on the wide receivers. Yeah, Inman, and then Connor Barth happened. Those things derail seasons, and I know I'm probably being a little bit over dramatic with it, but
Just look at the Chargers last year.
You know,
9-7, and they were the hottest team at end of the season, yep. And they missed two game winners beginning of the season.
Yeah. And it can kill you. And I believe me, I hope he proves me wrong, and I hope he starts banging them through. But Cody Parkey is very, very high on my to watch list. And I know he's got a huge deal, but I don't care. There still should be somebody in there. There always should be competition. You know, just having somebody there at least. So you're looking over your back. I don't give a shit if you have a big deal or not. It's, you got to have guys ready to go. And if Cody Parkey can't do it, it's another swing and miss at this botched field goal kicking fiasco that we've really had here since Robbie Gould left. So that's Cody Parkey is my bear down.
And while we're dealing with the fiasco, Robbie Gould is out there in Frisco kicking game-winning field goals for the 49ers. I have no idea why they cut him.
Well, I think he
had a rough year.
He had a rough patch.
And he was talking shit.
Yeah, but still, I agree with you, Danny. He's been, you know, and let's not forget, Robbie Gould's played for another team in between Chicago and San Francisco.
New York.
That didn't want him back. Mm-hmm. He was, with the Giants. But, no, you're completely right. He rejuvenated himself, but Robbie always did a little bit too much talking for me for a field goal kicker. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be a consistent kicker, I'll put up with it. I just, like I said, I hope Parkey proves me wrong, but I don't. My confidence
get out the misses
right
now.
Isn't very high. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Danny, who you got as your bear down player?
Well, hopefully you guys allow me to give it to a group, and I'm going to give it to the starting offensive line. I mean, they were horrible in that first, whatever, half of that quarter, that first quarter. I mean, Cody Whitehair gets overpowered by Geno Atkins. Eric Kush gets bulldozed back into the backfield. Bobby Massey gets beaten inside by Carlos Dunlop for a tackle for loss. I mean, I can go on. Cody Whitehair had another high snap. So the only players on that offensive line that actually played decent tonight, from what I saw, was Kyle Long and Charles Leno. I mean, and then that, of course, when the second unit came in, they played much better. But that starting offensive line, I just don't know what was going on tonight. So those are my bear down.
Wow.
I really thought someone was going to go Kevin White.
Honorary bear down for me, too, is John Timu. He continues to whiff on tackles, and it drives me fucking crazy.
It's rare you see a guy start a game and end up still playing at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he played the whole game.
Yep, he's
that
on
first
the
ball. True, Danny. That's
that
true.
That first touchdown that they gave up, Timu whiffed, and then Amos came
Amos,
in.
Amos can't miss that tackle.
No,
that's
not
a boy.
That's a good point. Guys, going back to that Timu whiff, did it look like he did not want to lower his helmet?
Yeah, it
did.
It was like he was thinking. Yeah.
So he went high around the shoulders, and then he broke a tackle, and then Amos came in, and he broke a tackle too. But I think he just – the rule was in his head, and he didn't want to lower his head to get a penalty.
That's a good point.
But he whiffed last week on some, and he does it on a weekly basis when he's out on defense. He just – he'll be there where he can blow the play up completely, and
he whiffs.
Yeah, he's grabbing air.
In that play, he has to make that play. Now –
right.
Not excusing Amos, because Amos needed to clean that up.
Just get him out of. He was right there on the sideline.
Just push him out of bounds.
He didn't even need to bring him down. Yeah, get him to step out of bounds. Right.
Well, let me give you some of the bear up, bear downs that I heard in the chat room. Steven Zimmerman says bear up Shaheen, bear down Tyler Bray. Midwest Southpaw says, can we talk about how effing terrible Kylie Fitz's run defense was? And we'll get to that. Sea Dog 96 says Marcus Cooper should be released tonight.
Oh my god!
Yep.
He was in my.
Yep. And Steven Zimmerman adds to that, says Cooper should have been released at halftime. Ryan Kirkland Billing says bear up all the tight ends and bear down Kevin White. And Kevin White got a couple of other mentions. Frankie Myers pointed out Leonard Floyd getting pressured in limited snaps and forcing that pick six. Ben Alexandre, Cooper, Timu, I don't know if they can get more down than that, but wow. And Daniels way up. Airger had an interesting thought. Actually, we mentioned it earlier.
I thought Air said Benny Fowler is going to make the 53. Benny Fowler.
Hopefully in the 53 in Green Bay. Hopefully.
That was Airger. Airger
said that to Green Bay.
Did Airger say that about Fowler making the roster?
Oh, yeah.
That was his boy that he thought was going to make the roster.
I wonder
is
what
Dead Air Jer available?
Yeah, I wonder what Dead Air Jer said.
Hey, you guys need to get off Benny Fowler. Just because he dropped 7 balls tonight, he's going to be fucking awesome.
I love you, Jer.
Fowler is the reason why I tweeted out Josh Bellamy improves his chances of making the roster tomorrow by not playing.
Oh my God, Fowler, that drop when it's right in his fucking paws.
Did Bellamy get dinged this week in practice? Or?
I thought so, yeah, because he didn't make the trip. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that made he didn't might, make the trip.
He might be making a rap video, though, too. In the beach laboratory.
Versace.
Yeah.
Typically, when they don't travel, it's usually a concussion-related injury, but there's 3 other players that didn't travel, so I don't know. Yeah. It's a new coaching staff. They might have new rules. If you're not going to play, you're not going to travel.
Guys, I got to ask you before Aldo comes in with some questions from the chat, so throw some questions at us quick, but I wanted to ask, the ball to Broniker from Bray, where Broniker dives and can't make the touchdown. Did you go, Danny, who did you think that was on? Broniker or Bray?
That's on the quarterback.
That's on the quarterback. He let him, he overlet him a little bit. I just think Broniker dove too soon, right? Do you think he could have kept running?
I thought he could have kept running through that and caught.
I thought if Broniker caught the ball, I didn't even think he was gonna be in bounds. Maybe he did jump too early. Yeah, but maybe I saw it wrong.
I honestly thought he
Aldo was chomping on those nacho chips pretty loud. So my vision, but.
Very true.
I thought it dove too early. I really did. Yeah. That's why I wanted to see your take. And then, as much as I love my boy Gentry, he's got to catch that ball.
Yeah,
oh, got to.
That's another one.
Wims had a brutal drop tonight.
I didn't see the freaking play either.
Yeah.
Yep. It was right in his hands. He dropped it.
Oh, not good. You got to come back. So,
but
what,
another
you know,
player. Go ahead, Phil.
What Greg was talking about, are these guys going to ascend? And this was a player, Wims.
Yeah.
With a Y, but he has an I. But I'm asking, why are you going to step up? And he didn't. So.
Well, Phil, I think you should bring up too, and I know he's a young player and everybody, you know, we're all expecting him to be on the roster. That 2-minute drill, I would have loved to have seen Wims.
Exactly. Me and Shane were talking like, wait a second. Fowler's in? We know this guy isn't making the team.
Fowler and Ayers are in. And I'm not saying that you need to go down and punch it in, but that's valuable reps in a 2-minute drill for a young player.
It was a missed opportunity by the wide receiver coach. If he's not running up to Coach Nagy and saying, listen, good opportunity to get the young guy in there. Good, get the puppy in there.
Did Wims even play in the second half?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I think he was out there for one route.
Yeah, that means that's good for him moving forward, Danny, but I think I'm with you, Shane.
I think that
could be worth its weight in gold, you know, in game 13, putting him out there and letting him be in a because, I mean, we were taking – Aldo, Phil, and I were taking bets on how many – passes it was going to be before Bray threw an interception on that 2-minute drill.
before we move there, you know, real quick to Shane's point, I remember a kid who ended up signing here in the salsa dancer Cruz being with New York, and he flashed, and then they played him through reps and live reps, and he continued to make big plays. And his confidence grew, and thus you saw his career. Don't overlook the – there's no bubble wrap in football. As Shane said on the last show when we were going at it with this garbage about Kevin White and bubble wrap, it's got – coach, you can't go into a game and worry about injury. That's going to happen. You can't control it. So live reps, going fast and making plays – are more important to me in a young football player than sitting there on the sideline watching Benny Fowler drop another one. It just doesn't make sense, and you really can, propel your career going forward. And my last question to you guys is this: do you keep three quarterbacks, or are you keeping two?
No, you can't keep three quarterbacks on this roster. You can't.
I'm with you. I'm totally. Tyler Bray does not make this team in my mind.
Right. I agree. Now, two quarterbacks.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, got some questions for you.
Great.
Real quick, another guy who's impressed me a lot, and Shane, I think you might agree with this, DeAndre Hall at safety.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Why not me?
Well, because I watched you the same thing about him when I brought him
up.
Yes,
I did. Yeah. I brought him up.
Yeah. All right, so we all agree.
Me and Aldo.
Yeah.
One thing about him, though, I haven't seen him in coverage back there in safety, but, man, this guy will come up and he will pop you. He's a sure tackler in the open field. So I'm
cover, too, where Michael Joseph, I don't know what he was doing.
Oh,
and they hit it in the bubble there.
Yeah.
But Hall was a little late, but like you said, Danny, he freaking made his presence known. And that's important, that length, too.
I have one more thought, and I mean, Phil got his real quick. Danny just said real quick. So I'm going to say real quick.
That should be a new segment.
Yeah,
real after the draft wrap-up press conference with Nagy and Pace, they referred to Kylie Fitz more as a run defender in that press conference, believe it or not.
Interesting.
That's true. That was true.
Something to keep in mind because we're seeing him struggle so much there. That's going to be something to keep your eye on moving forward. Just a little nugget from a few months back. But just remember that maybe it was one of the scout videos that ChicagoBears.com put out. I actually think that's what it was. They were talking about him, that they loved him as a run defender, when I initially heard that surprised the hell out of me, even watching the guy in college. But that's just something to keep in mind moving forward.
Yeah, I think right now he's just overwhelmed. It seems
I agree.
You know, physically he's overwhelmed at the point of contact because he's not as strong as he's going to get. And also, Danny, he's also thinking too. He's still thinking about his responsibilities on defense.
He hasn't played a lot.
Right.
He's been injured.
Injured.
Did you guys talk about I'm sorry to interrupt, DeAndre Houston Carson? Did you guys mention him? Because I thought
did not, but I like him a lot too.
Oh, you gotta mention him, Aldo. That's your bear up.
That's my bear up. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the guy is showing a knack for the ball. He's making plays. He's getting shout outs in the chat room. Steven Zimmerman just says he has a hell of a nose for the ball. Just maybe that's where I got that thought from. And he says that I've seen him in practice in these two preseason games, and that he has proven that he's got a knack for the ball and a number of other comments.
I like him coming out of William & Mary, and then I saw him last couple of seasons. I'm like, he's struggling a little bit. But now this year, look, you can tell he's more comfortable. He's got a little more muscle to him. And he, like you said, Aldo, so he's attacking the ball. He's reading. Yeah. He's reacting. He's not, you know, thinking out there. So
he looks confident.
He does.
He's wanting to take away the football.
I think a little boost to his ego, Aldo, we talked about it during the game, is Philly tried signing him off of our practice squad.
That's right.
Towards the end of the season last year, so I think that was a little boost to his ego that they said that, you know, we don't want to lose this guy.
Right.
Donatell loves him.
Yep. All right.
And he's terrific on special teams as well.
Let's knock down some of these questions. Shy Bears Plus, I'm going to direct this one to Danny first. He wants to know, why doesn't Kyle Fuller jam at the goal line? He's so dang big and strong. Shy Bears Plus says, I want to see him put his hands on a receiver and stuff him. So what's going on there, Danny? Any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I put that down here. I'm like, you know, he got caught leaning outside. It looks like the receiver kind of gave him a head fake, and he kind of went out. And then when he cut in, Kyle was caught flat-footed, and he got beat, you know, for that touchdown. But I would think, what you guys think, I think it's a play call, right? It's the way that the defense is designed.
It's a preseason play call too, Danny. Yeah. I don't think we can overlook that.
That's right. the key point.
We all get fired up, and they're like, oh, my God, you know, I saw somebody say the – Bears are giving up 283 yards, you know, in the first half. And
they're not scheming. They're not game planning.
This is not game plan for, and we can't stress it enough, it's vanilla defense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going base defense, cover three. All right, on one. Right, great. And they break. Defense, cover two. They break.
And I was surprised on offense that they ran that sweep handoff to
Ayers jet sweep. Touchdown.
Yeah, I'm like, that's
Jim Miller's calling it an outside zone.
They were wanting to put a feather in Aaron Lemming's cap because he's going to make the roster.
But the fact they even called that play, because you're showing some of your playbook there. I wanted
trick plays in. I was going to bring it up at the end, but since Danny wants to know, that's making Green Bay have to go into their film room and plan for it. That's why you do that in these games. It shows that Nagy is smart And I saw him get fired up with the offensive pass interference call.
Yep.
I saw him coaching up. You heard the quotes from Trubisky about how fired up and competitive he is. Right. That stuff matters. Even his presser, I love to hear the truth.
Right.
And something that I took note of was the way he managed the clock towards the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
He had all three timeouts before the two-minute warning. So, I'm like, John Fox would have been out of timeouts with, you know, 6 minutes left in the game. So,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey, Phil, some comments in the chat room from a number of people talking about that mishit by Adrian Amos, our guy. What do you think happened there?
I think it's the preseason, and he's got to take ownership of that play. Mm-hmm. He missed his tackle. His technique was poor. He had his head on the wrong side of the football player, and he missed it. He went in again. No excuses are being made. What do you think happened there, everybody?
He's going for that big hit. Like double A runs.
Yeah, he's trying to make up for somebody who should have made the play. And you're overthinking. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He's got to make that play. I said it at the beginning of the show. There's no hiding that. But again, mm-hmm. Where was Deion Bush tonight? Did anybody see him?
I didn't see him play today. No.
Did he? No.
Is he injured? That I don't know about?
No, I don't think so. I think
maybe he didn't. Maybe one of the bar flies.
Hey, Aldo, not to backtrack too much, but something that I wanted to get in when we were talking about that jet sweep.
Yeah.
Let's not forget in 2018 NFL, the jet sweep, it's not considered even a trick play. That's a pretty standard play that everybody's using. So, you know, I don't want to overvalue that, you know, that part of it too much. You can turn on any number of games on any Sunday and see, you know, the jet sweep being used. So I wasn't too concerned about them using that there myself.
I agree.
Well, to Danny's point though, Shane, it was a goal line jet sweep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, therefore, you know what I'm saying. That's where I said, now you're making them think, well, goal line, they're running jet fucking sweep. Yeah. And guess who would be getting that football, Shane?
Taylor Gabriel.
Nope.
Tariq Cohen?
There you go. Imagine Jordan Howard.
I could see either one of them.
Absolutely.
Either one, but I'm saying imagine second and three. And you
it's
have
not going to surprise me to see Anthony Miller get one.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And Trey Burton, too. Trey Burton's got some wheels. And for a tight end, that'd be even more of a surprise. Well,
Trey Burton hasn't played a snap.
He had a catch today for
5
yards. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't see him. That
might have been before.
That was
Aldo
in
Aldo was fucking up
our view.
Can you guys see through this floodlight?
That is true. I was flashing at one point. Maybe that's what distracted you.
Day.
All right. Frankie Myers wants to know, did anybody shine on special teams? Were there any gunners that stood out? I'll throw that out for anyone who may have been paying attention during special teams play.
Yeah, Shane's boy from Maryland.
Yeah, you had a play. Nice play, too.
Number 55, yeah. And I got a couple people. You've heard Phil say I talked to people in the league. I heard Fangio loves this cat. Loves him. Not saying that he's going to be rostered, but he's a guy. He played safety at Maryland. What is he? 214 pounds, I think the Bears have him listed at. And he looked
saved
bigger.
The touchdown on the
fake punt. He did. He sure did. But he's the type of athlete that is going to give you looks all over the place if you put him on your practice squad. You know, when you're going against the defense, and you're going to put him out there to do a many different things in practice. So he's absolutely, I think, a kid that I don't think he's probably going to stick on the 53. I wouldn't be completely surprised, but I think he's absolutely a guy you try to get through and get onto your practice squad just to get some more experience and move forward with him.
Yep. I like the way he moves out there.
Yeah, looks Woods.
Fluid, like a fluid athlete, yep.
Joshua Woods.
Joshua Woods. We'll there keep you an go, eye Joshua. On Joshua. All right, Ryan Kirkland Billings wants to know, does Kevin Tolliver make this football team? That's going to be tough.
He's got to play.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't it's know what. Same as Kevin White. He's great in practice. Everyone's talking. And I love the kid, but mm-hmm. we've got to see it.
I think there's a lot of young DBs on this roster. And then, I mean, it's like I said, I brought it up, I think, after the game the other night. I think Josh Bellamy, Phil, was right. He has improved, but depending how things unfold, I mean, I expect him to probably make it, but it's going to be very interesting. A guy that we – Sherrick McManus, is he pushed off this roster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
With these young DBs.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, they've got some depth back there, and it worries me too with Adrian Amos in a contract year. Are they building up all this depth because they're not interested in signing Adrian Amos? I guess that's a topic for another day, but my man Adrian, we need him here for long term. All right, next question. I've got C-Dog 96. He wants to know, who do you think gets cut that everyone thinks is going to make the team? And don't say Benny Cunningham. I know who draft Dr. Phil's going to say. Kevin White.
Yeah, you answered. My answer is Kevin White. And to tell you the truth, Aldo, I'm going to retweet it as we speak because you captured the Bullard play. I'll just put this up. You actually filmed it, so that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna just tag that. But I'll say the surprise cut. You know, just today, Shane mentioned Sherrick McManus. I think that is a really good name, but I don't know how you sell Kevin White. Unless he's like a different player next week. I don't know how you make the team if you can't do it in games. What are we playing this game? Mm-hmm. To be good in practice? Mm-hmm. I've coached kids that were terrible in practice and were amazing in games. I've coached kids that are awesome in practice and crap down their leg in games. So tell me which one you would take.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters. This sport, winning is everything. No matter what they tell you, the bottom line is winning. If we're going to play a political game, then we're doing it wrong. Leave the politics to the politicians. Do not play politics with your football team.
I hear you. Danny, a lot of people missed at the top of the show when you were talking about, what the hell is his name? Edibili Ebisi? Edibili.
Jesus Christ.
Kasim Edibili.
Aldo added about 12 letters to that name.
I'm like, who are I talking about?
Kasim Adewale Ogunleye. Talking about him
today. He's back.
Oh my God, Kasim Edibali. Go ahead and give us your assessment in the 6'2", 253 pounder.
I was actually we were going to talk. I thought you were going to go around the table, but in terms of the surprise cuts, guys, Aaron Lynch might not make this team.
Yeah.
If these guys keep playing the way they're playing right now, Kasim Adebali, Isaiah Irving, you know, with Kylie Fitz already a draft pick, Aaron Lynch has got to play. So
he needs to be cut for that mustache alone.
Porn stash. I don't know about that.
What did I say he looked like? Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Fucking Burt Reynolds. Smoking out the there. Bandit.
Oh, is that who was next to Akeem?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's your surprise cut, huh? Aaron Lynch?
Aaron Lynch, or, I mean, I don't know if this is going to be a surprise, but Hieronymus Grossu. I don't see how Hieronymus Grossu makes his team.
Yeah, there's no way he makes
his team. Yeah, no way he makes this team.
He doesn't deserve to make the team.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I mean, plain and simple, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but getting back to Kasim, I mean, in terms of what he did tonight, and the way he was able to get off tackles, he set a hard edge. I mean, he was literally causing pressure in every single snap. Now, he didn't, you know, get credit with the sack or anything like that, but he was definitely showing some athleticism out on the edge. The ability to bend and dip below the tackles, pad levels to get around the tackle to, again, create that pressure. So that's why I was like, man, this guy, you know, impressed me tonight. So I looked back into his background, and he was with the Saints. And like I said, in 2015, he had 5 sacks playing, you know, like in a rotation with the Saints. So never know. This is a guy I'm going to definitely keep an eye on for the rest of the preseason.
Excellent. All right. Dan Walker 75 wants to know if the converted defensive lineman to offensive tackle, Coward, makes the team. That's a great question. Guys, look,
he took a step.
I'd say he's got to. I think he's got to continue to do it. Yep. He really
I isolated on him.
So did I.
What he does is, technique-wise, he's not there yet, but he's got the athleticism and he's got the
feet. And he's strong.
He's strong like bull. As Shane's wife would say.
but the question is, if you think he makes the 53, or you think he gets practice?
I think he's got to be in the talk.
He's one of those guys, Danny. We talked about it a little bit. You know, Massey, I believe, he's coming out of the contract after the season, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's one of those guys. I mean, depending, you know, Greg brought it up on BHL. Depending, you know, if you're going to keep 8, he's probably got a pretty good shot. If you keep 7, it might be a little bit iffy, but he might be a guy that team is not going to be willing to put on their 53.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be a classic guy for the practice squad, but if he keeps on taking a step, I'm not risking losing a young offensive lineman that showed that much upside when he's never played offensive line.
Exactly.
He said that himself. That's right. The thing. Now, you're scratching the surface. And just one other thing, when you're talking about the final 53, let's not forget, guys, every single year when the initial 53 comes out, every team is waiving players. Ryan Pace brings in 2 to 3 of these guys from the outside that are going to be rostered. So let's not forget about that. I mean, to Danny's point, if they eat the money on Aaron Lynch, I think he's what, $5-6 million. You know, another pass rusher could be brought in. Who knows what's going to happen with? Like I said 100 times, I'm not a big Shaq Lawson fan in Buffalo, but he's a guy that's on the bubble. Yeah. Does you know Vic think that he's got something that he can unearth? So. Don't forget about the end of the roster guys on these other teams too.
Yeah,
that can be brought in,
and that's the area that I think if it's still in flux, the outside linebacker position, by the end of the preseason, I think you could probably expect Ryan Pace to make a move there. You know, whether it's pick up some guy from free agency, make a trade. Now, I'm surprised Kevin Dodd hasn't been picked up, or have I missed it? Did someone pick up Kevin Dodd from the guy used to be with the
Titans?
I think
he's got serious issues.
Yeah, he's got some cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs stuff going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad. All right.
One other thing about Coward, Aldo, real quick.
Please, go ahead.
Is in a league that's desperate for offensive linemen and tackles, how could you take a guy that is showing this amount of potential with the coach that's instrumental in developing offensive linemen and put him for availability around the league for other coaches? To me, the ascension that he's showing and continue. I watched him all. You know me. I love the line. This kid, I said it week one. I was like, I'm waiting for him. Now, was he, Danny, you hit it right on the head. Your offensive line takes are great. Your running back takes suck. But I'm just kidding with you. But Coward, to me, you know, he's learning technique as he goes.
Yeah.
He's, this is a NFL level. And to see what I'm seeing, and a guy that's not afraid to finish the play, I mean, to me, I just think you can't do it.
We're seeing a team like Philadelphia, and I hate to keep on bringing them up. They drafted a guy that's never played a snap of football to be an offensive lineman for them. He was the Australian rugby player. Yeah, that great just shows point. You right there how limited, you know, as bad as people want to say that Bobby Massey and Charles Leno are, if you can get good, that's way better than 75% of the teams in the NFL. If you can get good or even serviceable at offensive tackle, it's a huge issue league-wide. Mm-hmm. And if Coward keeps on showing promise, you can't let a guy like that go. You can't.
Yeah, like I said earlier, today I was highlighting him and I was just looking at him. And even when he was beaten off the snap, athletically he's got the feet to be able to recover and at least nudge the guy right past the quarterback. And then all the quarterbacks will do stuff up in the pocket, and he's got the open window to throw the ball. But even when he's beat, he's athletically, he can recover, which is something you don't really see. A guy who's learning how to play the position, which is really, really impressive.
All right, I want you guys all to react to this Air Jarrett comment. He writes, Daniels takes the starting spot at center. Fowler makes the 53, and Nall is very much on the bubble. Shane, what do you think?
I think Air Jarrett should walk out of the meth lab, first of all. How the hell is what? I know he can't talk. Jer, what are you seeing in Benny Fowler that is showing you he needs to be on this team?
That's the one I don't agree with, but other two were spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. But Benny Fowler, I mean, he's had more balls bounce off his chest than he's caught this preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong, but he's shown me nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been worse than Bellamy has ever been in my mind.
Some final thoughts here, guys. Shy Bear Plus says, trade Kevin White for a 7th rounder. Grasso sends his resume to Enterprise Car Rental, and Bray should look into selling car insurance. I want to go around the table here and get your final thoughts. And Shane, let me begin with you. What do you think? What do you want people to go to sleep thinking about?
It's the next game up mentality. You got to do that. And you want these young players. This is all about young player development, stepping forward. You want to see James Daniels get back out there next week. Do it. You want to see Kevin White make a play, catch a ball, do something. Adam Shaheen, this is a huge game for this guy next week. He can be a huge part of this moving forward. What an absolute matchup nightmare that he can be. I mean, how great is this? You know, we're talking about last year, a matchup guy in Tariq Cohen. And then after that, we're like, yeah, who is there? Now we're talking about Shaheen potentially, you know, Trey Burton, Tariq Cohen, you know, Jordan Howard, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel. This is totally against anything that we've seen in Chicago to have explosive guys still with upside at these positions along with your quarterback. So to me, it's not about having good games, great games overall right now at this point. It's not about wins and losses. You want to see guys making impact plays and stacking together from the week before. Next week, Javon Wims, we didn't see it. You better step up next week, buddy. You know, we were all praising you last week. You better go out there and make a play next week. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't filter. You can't fall off the map like Greg was talking about. You can't go out there and splash and then disappear for 2 weeks. Still, at the end of the day, you were a 7th round draft pick. I think you deserve to be drafted higher. Danny was big on him and pointed that out to everybody. But you can't fall off. The name of the game is going out there and making plays. So young guys keep stacking together plays. I want to see Mitch go out there. I want to see him have a better game. The starting offensive line, you know, get some cohesiveness going. Make a play. First team offense, get in the end zone.
All right, Danny Shimon, final thoughts.
Well, defensively, just the presence of Leonard Floyd. Again, I keep harping on him. He's so important to this defense. That outside pass rush needs to be there. And like I said earlier, Akeem's going to be drawing double teams. Possibly Eddie Goldman will be drawing double teams inside. He has to beat his one-on-one blocking assignments, and he did it tonight. So if he comes back, and this is the Leonard Floyd we're going to see the rest of the year, I'll be very excited for that. And then offensively, the one thing I noticed, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, but guys, the tight end position is going to be very prominent in this offense. Today, these guys caught 11 balls for 174 yards. So, you know, the tight ends are going to play a very, very important role in this offense. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised because he came from KC. Travis Kelce was a big part of that offense. So, so just keep an eye on these tight ends running around the middle of that field, controlling that middle of the field on offense for the Bears this year.
I got to tell you before we get to your final thought, Phil, that Josh Bellamy is getting a lot of love in the chat room because there's talk about comparing him with Benny Fowler, and Josh Bellamy is winning just about in everybody's mind here. Go ahead, Phil, take it away with your final thought.
Well, to that point in the chat room, I said last week, I don't lie or misconstrue my words on this show or anything about the Bears or football. Shouted out Josh Bellamy for his efforts in practice and what those guys were giving us in the camera. Josh Bellamy went into the game, ended up getting hurt or whatever, and showed the transition that I'm wanting Kevin White to show from the practice field, where my boy Trey's telling me, Phil, he's doing great, the best he's ever done. Game lights come on, he's Benny Fowler with a first round pick. So that dead issue, I'm with everybody. If whatever's best for the Bears, and I'm with you, Bellamy going out and working on his hands and being the receiver he needs to be, great for the Bears. Benny Fowler-esque drops in critical situation, not great. And then there's nothing personal. It's all about what I see on tape, and it always will be. That being said, my final thoughts. NFL, get your shit together with the Game Pass. It's absolutely disgusting, as I led the show, that it's 2018 and other, you know, apps and everything else is all the rage. The kids are Snapchatting and doing this crap, and we're using Skype to see it live from Chicago, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. And you are paying millions and billions of dollars. You have a monopoly with DirecTV on the Sunday ticket. I know this Game Pass is a great thing in regards to tape study, but this is unacceptable. Get your shit together. And my Chicago Bear, Roquan Smith, and your agency, get your shit together. Stop pointing fingers. We're not talking. This is football season. This kid's life and livelihood is about the game. You could be a blog. You could be a writer. The bottom line, you gotta understand that at some point, there's a level of fairness line that you give. And what we've been told is all we know as fans. So either you're going to go out and say what the issue is so we can get this resolved in the court of public opinion, or you're going to continue to battle behind closed doors where nothing is getting done and you're not talking. And what sense does that even make? So, Roquan, we ask you and the Bears and whoever else and your agency who tends to have a pattern here, let's not forget that. Get your shit together. Those are my final thoughts. This is the first preseason game, technically. You're going to see improvement. Stop panicking. Stop worrying. It was a good show tonight. I appreciated everyone, how many of them in the chat room and listening on the podcast. But let's go. It's about to be time.
We still got a healthy contingent of people in the chat room. They don't want to go to sleep. Nobody wants to go to sleep. I think I'm the only one that wants to go to sleep. I've got an interview with Mike North tomorrow that we'll be posting sometime in the afternoon. Mike and I are going to talk about what he's going to be doing in the Bear room, in the Bears bar room. Now that we've nailed down a few things, we're going to talk about some of his gambling tips, and we're going to have some fun, Mike and I are going to. So make sure you listen to that sometime during the weekend. We've also got Ryan Nall scheduled for an interview that we're going to pop into one of our shows early next week, probably 100 proof. And
Ryan Nall, huh?
Ryan
Can Nall. We play the Danny Shimon
Can
audio?
Can we play Danny Shimon's audio? Yeah, please.
Do you mind, Danny?
No, I don't mind.
Invite him on the interview. Come on, you fuckers, okay. Put me on the spot. Danny on the
yeah,
spot.
Danny's got I'll be his under. Opinion.
I'll be on there.
All right, we'll make it happen.
We'll see.
You are.
That's how we roll, Danny. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Welcome.
Awesome. Love it. Love it.
All right. Now I got to give out a shout out to Trey Busy, who got a lot of compliments in the chat room for his tweets during the game. He really brought it big time. I also want to bring up Midwest underscore Southpaw. He had lots of great comments, and I don't think I read a single one of them. My bad, Midwest Southpaw.
Poor guy.
But I know you had fun because we all had fun. I want to close the show as I always close it. Remember, if you drink, please do not drive, and always bear down.
Benny Fowler.
53. Wow.
Oh, man.
Critical drops.
Get off him already, Phil. Jesus Christ.
Hey there, chair. Good night.
Dead air chair.